Hello everyone, James Bramley, your Student Union Sports Officer here, here to tell you all about University of Nottingham Sport and what's happening this week and what happened last week. So we're currently sat third in the Bucks table, behind Loughborough and Durham after another great week last week, winning 50% of our games. Notable contributions are from Badminton, who managed to win 6 from 6, both their men's and women's teams, so well done to them. Basketball, the men's had a great win, 80-71, and the women's team won again, the women's first team won again, making that three wins from 4. Men's lacrosse beat Trent 16-8, which is a great win against our rivals Trent. And Rugby League won once again to carry on their winning ways at the top of the league. Squash also won 4 games from 6, but the team of the week this week goes to Men's Rugby 3s, who beat the Men's Rugby 2s in a crunch match 16-13. That was an epic game where there's a huge crowd, so well done to the Men's Rugby 3s. Now this Wednesday we've got a load of big fixtures, so listen up. On Wednesday we have Badminton Men's 1s playing against Birmingham 2nds. That's a 4 o'clock start at Jubilee. The Badminton first team are top of the league with 13 points, as are Birmingham. So they're both joint top, so that should be a really tough game for our men's team, but hopefully they can come away with a win. Our basketball are at home and they are playing the bottom of the league, Coventry. The men's basketball team obviously won last week. That's a 5 o'clock start at Jubilee and they can really do winning that game to carry on their form. The women's ones are also at home. That's a 3 o'clock start at Jubilee. They're playing against Birmingham. And the women's basketball have won 5 games from 5 so far, so let's hope they can carry on that winning ways. Women's football ones are at home to Northampton, a 6 o'clock kickoff at University Park Sports Centre. Women's ones unfortunately lost last week against Trent, so they're looking to get back on the winning ways and push for the title. So let's hope they can get the win there. At Ultimate Frisbee, 1s, 2s and 3s are all at home this week in what will be their second game of the season and the second game in their Bucks history. They're all playing at 2, 2.30 and 12.30 at the Riverside Sports Complex, which is down by Grove Farm. So go along and support our Ultimate Frisbee team. Our 1s are playing Warwick 1s, our 2s are playing Warwick 2s and our 3s are playing Coventry 1s. So go along and support them in their second ever Bucks games. Our women's volleyball team are at home, starting at 4 o'clock at University Park Sports Centre. They've won 3 out of 3 and are sitting top of the league, so it's important they carry on performing well and winning and getting the wins under their belt. And our volleyball 2s are at home, having won 3 games from 4 against Lincoln 1s. That game's at 1 o'clock at University Park Sports Centre. So there's a load of great fixtures happening this Wednesday, so go along and support our teams on whatever campus you're at. We've also got a lot of great fixtures happening this weekend. So our canoe and kayak club are taking part in the Bucks Wild Water. So good luck to them. We've got a lot of our scholars taking part in that. So that's happening up towards Teesside this Saturday and Sunday. So good luck to everyone who's taking part in that. On Sunday, we have our duathlon, which our tri club are taking part in again, having taken part in the duathlon the other week at Sutton Bonington. I can say it's a great event. So yeah, good luck to them, that everyone's taking part. American football are away to Staffordshire on Saturday. Unfortunately, they lost last week against Trent. So hopefully they can come away with the win this week. Our Ultimate Ladies team are taking part in the Indoor Championships in Leeds, so good luck to them. Three of our men's futsal teams are at home in Bucks this weekend, and our water polo men's team are at home on Saturday as well, so good luck to all them taking part. We also have IMS this week. We have a dodgeball tournament this Saturday at Jubilee between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Saturday, so if you want to enter a team, a group of mates, go along and take part in the IMS dodgeball tournament. We're also reopening the IMS entries, so if you want to take part in IMS this year and you missed out on the first round of entries, get your teams in ASAP, we can enter you into the leagues. Good luck to everyone who's taking part in events throughout the week, and yeah, all the best. I'm sure you'll do well.